Okay, Daf Nun Vav in Maseches Adarim. We continue the parak of another Bnei Yarek. Again, these program that we're in now, all of them are quoting the Mishnayos. If you say something, what exactly does that include in your lashon? If you know different something, what does it include? So we continue. Says the Mishnah, Hanodim in Habayis Mutar Ba'aliyah. So it makes a neder from a house. I can't go into the house. Then Mutar Ba'aliyah, you're allowed to go into the second floor of the house. Aliyah, let's assume, is not just a little attic, but it's, let's say, two different levels of the house. So if you know the Habayis, you're allowed to go in the upper level of the house. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says, that Aliyah is not included in Bayis. No, Aliyah Bechlal Bayis. Chum argue and say, no, Aliyah is included in the house. You make a nether from the house. You cannot go even into the Aliyah. Hanodim ben Aliyah, Mutar Bayis. But the opposite, everybody agrees. If you make a nether from the Aliyah specifically, so then you're Mutar to go into the first floor. If you just make a nether from Aliyah from the second floor. The Rashba quotes here that this is all, if you say Nodim ben Bayis, Aliyah Bayis, all that is only Usur, as long as the Makom, the area, the house is somewhat sizable. If you have a room that's less than Dalet al Dalet Amos, less than 16 square Amos, so then, no matter what, it's going to be Mutter, because that's not a room. Tani Bebraiso, Masilin Labresh Perakamat the Sukkah, where we have this in the first Perak in Sukkah. Bayez She'ein Bo Dalet al Dalet, Pater Mina Mezuzah Mina Makeh. You Pater from Mezuzah and Pater from Makeh, if it's such a tiny room. V'tani Lola Hedya Beraiso B'Yerushalmi, V'tanu Ba, Hanodim Mina Bayez Mutter Leisheba. If you know they're from a house, or houses, so then that's not included in your nether, because that's not a house. It's not a bias. If it's so small, if it's less than dalet al dalet. Right, this is a big discussion halacha l'maisa. Right, it says dalet al dalet in the braisa quoted there in Sukkah. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Pei Vav in Hilchas Mezuzah, bias she'en bo dalet al dalet amos pater. Fine, we know that less than dalet al dalet amos is pater, and where the Rashi is comparing Mezuzah and makeh to Hilchos Adarim. You might say, what do you mean makeh? You have a chiyuv of makeh no matter how tiny it is, right? It's dangerous. The answer is maybe it's dangerous, but it's still not a bias. And it says, right, if it's a makeh legagecha of your house, well, it's not b'veisecha. If it's b'veisecha, so that has to be a bias. Okay, maybe it's still a dangerous situation, but it's not halachically the din of a bias. And the same thing would be about Adarim. People don't mean bias. If they say such a tiny room, if you want to include this in Lashon Bnei Adam, what you would have to say is that people don't include this in bias. When they say bias, this is just a tiny room. There's a big discussion in Hilchos Mezuzah. What happens if it is 16 square amos, but not 4x4? Right? What if it's different measurements? Different measurements, but you still have 16, you have 8x2, or something like that. So that's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Rosh. Whether that is, there is a chiyuv in mezuzah. The Rambam says there is a chiyuv in mezuzah, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. V'im yesh bo kedei l'rabei adalet adalet amos, if you could fit in 16 square amos b'shaveh, af al pi she'erko yeser al rachbo, o shehu agul, or it's a circular room, o baal hezavios, or it's five corners, chayiv. That's the Rambam, chayiv, so svardim, if we follow the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, if you have a room that's 16 square amos, but not 4x4, you would put up a mezuzah even with a bracha. The Rama here doesn't argue. So you say, okay, everybody. But the Shach here says, no, that's a rush. That's Machlokas Rama and the Rush. So the Rush says you're pater mezuzah if it's not 4x4. At least 4x4. So, Lafisha Kasab of Beis Yosef, the Nartina Ka Rambam, the Shach says, since the Beis Yosef says we hold like the Rambam, the holo palagalia rush, lohevi kadal de bea Rambam. He says, hey, it's one-on-one, Rambam and the Rosh, and therefore we pass in like the Rambam. But says the Shach, Avo Be'emes, Kam Das Rabbeinu Yeruchim, V'sof Sefer Adam Karash, V'kaz of Shkei Tosfu Iker. Right? You have other people on the Rosh side also. So therefore the Shach says, it's not so simple just to go like the Rambam. Alkei Nira, V'yishlakava, below Bracha. Like many cases in Hilchos Mezuzah where there's a machlokas, put it up without a bracha. That's what the Shach says to do, and that seems to be the minug of putting it, if you have a room that's less, that is 16 square amos, but not 4x4, but it's different dimensions, shorter than 4 on one side, then you put up the mezuzah without a bracha. This comes up l'maisa in terms of walk-in closets. If you have a walk-in closet, regular, most rooms are 16 square amos. Most of them are 4x4. What's 4x4 amos? Let's say it's between 6 and 8 feet. Between 6 and 8 feet. Anywhere from Chaim Noah is, right, 4 amos is 6 feet. Ramosha is somewhere about 7. The Chazon Ish is somewhere about 8. But either way, it's that's between 6 and 8 feet. So most rooms are like that. But let's say a walk-in closet. If you have a walk-in closet, sometimes that gets a little. That's more usually rectangular. It might not be 4 amos going across when you walk in, but it might be the length might be dalet amos. So that's where it might come up, where you might put it up if it has that amount. If it's less smaller than that, then you don't put up any. You don't put up mezuzahs at all. But if it has dalet al dalet, if it has 16 square amos, so then you would put it up. There is a discussion also, what if do you go by only the space that you can walk in a walk-in closet, or do you go by the whole area? Let's say you have clothing there that blocks. Let's say you have fixed furniture in there that blocks. That might be a chiluk between fixed furniture and clothing where you could just push to the side. Either way, that's a discussion. If it's a question, they would probably put it up without a bracha. Okay, unless it's small. Continuing, says the Gemara. So again, the Mishnah said, no debate of bias, the aliyah is under machlokas, but the opposite is okay. No debate of aliyah, mutter bias. Says the Gemara, mantana bibayis bibase, larabos is hayatsiya, bibase larabos is aliyah, pasik vaparshas tazriya mitzora. When we talk about three types of negayim, you could have negayim on your body, mitzora, tsaraz, you could have negayim on your clothing, and magically, you could have negayim on your house. On your house, as Rashi quotes there, this was a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was treasure hidden in the houses, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to raise the house in order to, or at least destroy part of it, in order to get the treasure inside. And that's how it starts off slowly. First your house, then your begadim, then your guf. So that's nigei batim. So there it says, bebeis eretz achuzaschem, in the house of your eretz, yeah?
How does that measure fit with the Gemara that it's never happened?
How does the measure fit that it never happened? So, okay, so you don't have to fit the Midrashim together. Right, one of the three things the Gemara Sanhedrin says, one of the three things that ever happened, that could have, according to that Mandamar, never happened. Right, but so Remore, Nige Batim, and what was the other one? Well, the Irani Dachas. So, right, so, what's the point? The Shilso HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. What if it ever happened? You know, if it would ever happen, you know, it should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu would love us. Maybe they never put treasures. If there would be treasures in there, it would happen. Okay, so says this, so the Brisa says that, include the pasuk bebeis eretz achuzaschem larabos is yitzia. That house includes the porch, the yitzia that you could have negayim on the porch. Bebeis larabos is aliyah. It includes the aliyah. So there's a special pasuk, a special ribui that's required to include the aliyah, to include the second story. So Amar of Chista, Rabbi Meiri, this must be Rabbi Meir. This brisa why? The Rabbanan, if it's the Rabbanan, our Mishnah says automatic. Aliyah is included in house. Ha'amir Rabbanan Aliyah b'chal abayis. So lamali krap abayis bebeis l'ribuya. According to the Rabbanan, you wouldn't need the extra word bebeis to include it. It would be automatic. So the fact that you have an extra ribuy, an extra limud that includes aliyah, it must be going like the Shita of Rabbi Meir, that normally Aliyah would not be included, comes along the pasuk that tells me that it is included. So my answer is no. Abaya Amar Afilatim Rabbanan, Bayakra. Even according to the Rabbanan here, maybe you need a pasuk. In other words, even though in general you might say that Aliyah is included in bias, here you might have thought otherwise. The Salkadai Dachamina, you might have thought Beves Eres Achuzaschem Ksiv, Dimchaber Ba'ara Shmei Bias. Aliyah halo mechaber ba'ara, right? Because it says bebeis. It doesn't just say bias here. It says bias connected to the word eretz. Bebeis eretz achuzaschem. So you might have thought the bias here is referring to a mechuber bias, meaning the bottom floor only. Kamash malon. That's what the pasuk has to tell me. Even the aliyah. Again, the Gemara is comparing. Couldn't the Gemara just have answered Dibra Torah, right? Nedarim aholchanach lashon b'nei adam. By Lashon B'nei Adam, it's included not in the Lashon HaTorah, because the Torah, the Torah tries to figure out an answer even without that principle. Okay, so then look at the Ran for a minute. Two interesting points of the Ran, what he says and who he quotes. The Ran, on the fifth line of the Gemara of the Ran, Kasav HaRav Rabbi Moshe Bar Shneir Zal, quotes a Risho named Shneir. They say, where does the name Shneir come from? So various Rishonim sometimes quote Lashon, like we know other Rishonim. Shneir is an unusual one of the names. We know it comes up later, right? Or Shneir Zalman, or Shneir Cutler. So it comes up later. So even in the Rishonim, it's Shneir. So there is a Yamshel Shlomo, which is obviously after the Rishonim, Yamshel Shlomo Marshal, but 1500s. So the Marshal quotes in Gittin, in Perek Dalid, that there was once a machlokas that he had. There were two grandfathers that both wanted to name the child after their father. Two grandfathers. Shem Aviv, Marenu Rabbi Meir, v'shem Chamiv, Marenu Harav Uri. He didn't know what to do. He had one father named Meir and one father named Uri. So the Marshal, v'hayim chulakim, v'kriyas haben, there was a machlokes. So the Marshal says, what happened? V'karu Shneir. They had Meir and they had Uri. So he says, I'll call them Shneir, says the Amshal Shlomo. Klamar Shnei Ur, two lights. Meir who are, v'uri are. Right, so that's what he said, that's what happened, that's where Shneir came from in the time of the Marshal. So I don't know if that's where it came from originally, before that, when the Rishonim used it. But either way, that's the Marshal says, that's where he has a whole piece here about different names, where the development of certain names. That's the Amshal Shlomo about Shneir. Then, what does he say? What does this Rebbe Moshe Bar Shneir say? Says the Rebbe Moshe Bar Shneir, Delo Garsin Hacha Yatziya. In this brisa that was quoted, that the base includes yetzia, that even the porches could be subject to tzara'as of the house. He has a different gersa, not yetzia, but ella tzavua, colored house, a painted house. Klomar bayis tzavua b'minei tzavonim. Oh, the pasuk's telling me to teach me, even a painted house is subject to negayim. So what would we have thought otherwise? What would we have thought otherwise? So says the Ran. The Itzrech L'Ribuya, why would you have thought otherwise? The Saka, that the Chaimei Nelef Vidigim Begadim, I would have thought from Negaim on clothing. Right? We know there's Negaim on people, on clothing, and on houses. I would have thought from clothing. Tzatzavua Meinem Atamim Begadim. Colored clothing is not Mekabel Tumas Negaim. It is Mekabel other Tumas. Right? The reason that, for example, an Isha Nida that has a Kesem, that has a stain on colored garment, is not because it's not Mekabel Tumah. That's a separate halacha, that on a davar hashena makabel tumah is not tamei, but gadim are makabel tumas nida tumas ksamim, but they're not makabel tumas tsaras. So that's the halamina. Since begadim are not mitkabel, cannot become tamei if they are colored in tumas tsaras. So I would have compared begadim to clothing, begadim to houses. Dechsev semer pishtim, ma pishtim shalonishtanu, av semer shalonishtanu. Just like pishtim, flax did not change, so too wool did not change. Kamash v'lam ribuya. So that's why we need the ribuy, that I might have compared houses to clothing. Kamash v'lam, only clothing, colored clothing, is not makabel tumas negoim, but houses are makabel tumas nega. Okay, so that's Reb Meir Moshe Bar Shneir and what he says. Continuing the Gemara, Kaman Ozla, who is the author of the following? Had to Amar the Rav Huna Barar Chiyah Bishmei De'ula, Bayis Bebeisi Ani Mocha Lecha. If I say to you, I'm selling you my house in my house, my house in my house. So what do I mean by that? So Mareo Aliyah, I'm allowed to show you the Aliyah of my house, because that's a house within my house. And the assumption is that that's a benefit of the mocher. The aliyah is less valuable than the main floor. So if you say to somebody, you can show them the aliyah. So the Gemara is medayik. The only reason you can show them the aliyah is because you said, the house in my house. If we would have just said, my house, so then, then should we be medayik that you wouldn't have been able to show him the aliyah? Because only because you said house in my house, but stam house you wouldn't, and therefore lim Rabbi Meir he. So should we assume this brisa is going according to Rabbi Meir, who says that aliyah is not included in bias? When you know they're from a bias, it's mutter in the aliyah. So my answer is no. No reason that you're forced into saying that this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Afilutem Rabbanan. The Rabbanan Shita could also be fitted to this brisa. Why? My aliyah me'ule shebebatim. Aliyah means the best of the houses. This whole price has nothing to do with when it says Babaish Mabesi, you can show him the Aliyah, it doesn't mean the Aliyah. It means what you have to show him. It's not that what the mocher could get away with and show him even the Aliyah, just the opposite. If you say the house of my houses, so you mean the most special, the most valuable. So the Balkarcha of the mocher, that's what the halacha is here. Me'ula shebebatim. That's what the Ran says right across. V'achi kamar mareo aliyu balkarcha shalmocher tekiven to amrle bayis bebesi. Since you said the house in my house, tzarech livrer lo hameula. So that's what it means here. And if you say just bayis, you don't have to show him even the meula. But as the Rabbanan would say, you could show him either the aliyah or the main floor. Okay, that's houses and upstairs. Next Mishnah. Continuing. Hanoder min hamita mutter bedargish. If you know there from a bed, right, I'm not going to get sit up and lie on a bed. So mutter bedargish, you're allowed to lie on a dargish bed. So also a type of bed. Rabbi Meir says it's not what people call mita. Div Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir holds, that dargish is not a is not a mita. Vechachamim omrim again, dargish b'chal mita. No, they argue. The Chum say dargish is included in mita. Hanodim and a dargish muta b'mita. But the opposite everybody agrees to. If you know that from dargish, from a dargish pay, that's too specific. So then that would not include mita. So Gemara asked my dargish. We had this Gemara back in Moed Katan. My dargish, what is a dargish? So we're going to have two different opinions in the Gemara. So opinion number one is ula. Amale rabana l'ula. I'm sorry. My dargish, amar ula arsa degada. It's a bed of gada. So what does arsa de gada mean? So the Ran and the Mefarish both here say, look at the Ran, third to last line in the Ran, on the bottom. Nogin ha'yulatziya mita l'mazal habayis. It's a good luck bed. Mazal habayis. Gada mazal. Right? Gada is a mazal, like it says in Mesech HaShabbos, Samach Zayin. Gediv, v'sanuk v'lo. Right? So it's a type of mazal. That's the it's a good luck bed. That's what the Ran here says. That's what Rashi says in Shabbos. The Rush here says something similar based on a Gemara in Shabbos. The Rush here says it's a bed that you kept very clean because the God of cleanliness loves clean beds. And the God and the Tzidkus also. Tzidkus has to the good Sarim, the good officers upstairs, you know, like the Kiyus. Says the look at the Rush. It's like the sixth wide line in my Rush. Kishara da'atirusa nakir shmei. Even the God, the Sar of Ashirus, is his name is Nikius. Umatsui bebayis ashomer mosav Nikius, and he's found there. Lachabachinim tamid mita mutzaas l'Nikius. So again, you have this type of bed that you're making for the sarim. So as you would have asked, possibly says the Shilu Kubeses, isn't this nichush? You're making the bed for the sarim for the sarim upstairs. He says, Dilma Fari Shahu Simin Tov Babayas Niranichush Rahmana Amar Losanachashu. So what are you doing here? So says the Shiba Kubat says, what are you doing? No, you're not doing anything for Nichush for anything the good luck charm. No, what are you doing it? You're doing it out covered for the Shliach Hashem watching you above. Maybe that's what the first Rishonim mean. But either way, that's what the Shita says. So what is it? It's a bed that you have in the house. Ve'ein yoshen aleha. You don't sit on it. She'ein lo chadavar, she'ein lo sar lamala. There's nothing below in Olam Hazeh, as the Gemara says elsewhere, that doesn't have a parallel upstairs. Ve'hu shlucho shel makom, so the Shliach Hashem, v'lechvod ha'makom, osin mita lechvodo. You do something lechvod that representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, where else do you find this? V'raya l'dvari, ha-kisei she-misaknim le-Eliyahu l'chvodo. What's the kisei shel Eliyahu? So if you ask a child, he really comes and he drinks it. Right? You shake the table a little bit, he drinks the wine. But, kisei shel Eliyahu, what do you put a kisei shel Eliyahu for? So, you know, Eliyahu HaNavi is a sar, you know, waiting to come, maybe comes to every bris, whatever. You set up a chair. So this Arsa the God, though, according to him, is like the chair. It's like the kisei, oh, I'm sorry, kisei l'aliyah. I was thinking of the kosher l'aliyah. The kisei l'aliyah is by a bris. Nobody sits there. You put the baby, there, but, put the baby there for a second. Okay. But that is the Shidim Kubesis that discusses this idea of sarim upstairs. The Ran in Sanhedrin, Dafchav, doesn't like either of these. The Ran quotes Pirish Rashi, Lamaz Labayas, Ve'im Pirish Nachon, the Chas V'Shalom, says the Ran. I guess the Ran here wasn't so upset about it. Same person. Lo Tehei Kizos B'Yisrael, Devalei Aser B'Bnei Darkei Ho'emori, V'Yoser Chomer Mimenu. It's terrible. What do you mean? Nichush and Mazel. Ela Yesh Lefaresh, what is it? She'osa Amita Ha'yosin L'Simin Shel Osher. We have so many beds, we don't even have to use this bed. Right? It's a Simin of Ashirus. Lomar sheishlam begadim yoser michdei tzarchan lasus mita shlo letzarech ubederech sheela korodos mita haolam mita shal mazel tov. It doesn't really mean that. It's just a mita of a siman of ashiris to say like, oh, we have everything we need. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us everything. That's the Ran. So you have three ideas here. You have the Ran here about mazel. You have the Shita B'Kubet says that it's a siman for the sarim, and the Ran that it's a symbol of ashiris. What if we talk about the sarim? In Shemayim, so it's good to note the Ramban's idea, the Ramban in Parshas Achremos. Ramban in Achremos, in Perek Yurches, Pasuk Chav Hei, quotes on the Pasuk that the land will spit you out. You will be defile the lands, and the sin, I will be poke the avon. So what does the Ramban say? V'ha inyan. Ki Hashem anichbad bara kol, Hashem created everything. V'sam koach ha-tachtonim bo elyonim. Hashem put angelic representatives guarding, this Chas v'Shalom was supposed to serve them, and we're allowed to serve them. That's Avodah Zarah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put officers, so to speak, watching over every land. Right, we talk about the Sar of Esav and the Sar of Yishmael and who Yaakov fight with. So all of these, says the Ramban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a Sar above every nation and every land in the world. And this is what it means. Asher chalak Hashem alkecha osam l'kala amim. Hashem was machalik them. Ki chalak l'kula mazalos bashamayim ugvohim aleihem alchei elyon nastam liyosam sarim aleihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas v'Shalom, he's not that, oh, he's a busy being. No, he's above, he's on top of the pyramid, whatever that means. And there's a sar, there's indirect hashgacha in all these cases, all the nations. Says the Ramban, but except Eretz Yisrael. Aval Eretz Yisrael, I'm so sayishu v'inachlas Hashem yichadas l'shmo, lo nasan aleha min ha-malachim katzin shoter moshel, Hashem directly is in charge of Eretz Yisrael. There's no sar. The Romans have a sar, and the Americans have a sar, and the French have a sar. Every nation has a sar. Indirect hashgacha. Eretz Yisrael is direct hashgacha. Eretz Yisrael is more extremely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Tamid eini Hashem ol kechaba. Me'reishas Hashanah Rach Rishana. Direct hashgacha. Banchilo osal la'mo hamiuchat shmo lezer'ova. This direct hashgacha. And says the Ramban, that's why. That's the pshat of this pasuk in the Torah. Vatakia aretz, because Eretz Yisrael is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's palace. He's directly there, so you have to make sure that we act properly there. And if we don't act properly there, it's even worse in a sense, says the Ramban. But on the other hand, even though you have that, that's what he says. B'chutz la'aretz, I will be shakol l'shem anichbad. Even though we're acting l'shem shemayim, ein tara b'shlema b'avraham esharsim amosh l'molah. There's indirect hashgacha there, so you don't have complete tara. V'ha'amim toim acharei sarim la'avod gamosam. They also worship the sarim, and that's why the kusim, the story in Navi by the Arayos, they were only thrown out when they came into Eretz Yisrael. And then he quotes the famous line of the Ramban that mitzvos, again, the Gra couldn't believe the Ramban said it. He changed the girsa of the Medrash, which the Ramban is based on. But the Ramban even says, mitzvos that we do in Chutz La'aretz are quote-unquote practice, says the Ramban, because you're not in direct hashgacha under there. So it's practice until you get back to Eretz Yisrael. So again, he quotes the Sifri, Vavata Mehera, Avalei Shanei Megala Eschem in Aretz, L'Chutz La'aretz, Mitzuyana B'mitzvos. Keep doing mitzvos. Shekishetachzeru lo yiu aleichem kachadoshim. So when you come back, they won't be new. For example, the Gemara that says Trumus u'Maisris, Tav Vav Mem. So Tefillin and Mezuzas. He says Tefillin and Mezuzas. Says the Gra, it can't be Tefillin and Mezuzah. There's a difference between Tefillin and Mezuzah in New York and Tefillin and Mezuzah in Israel. Can't be. So the Gra says it must be a wrong Gersa. It must be Trumus u'Maisris. Keep doing Trumus u'Maisris. So when you get back, Rashi quotes Tefillin and Mezuzas. The Ramban, they quote the Ramban. The Ramban quotes a Rashi. He quotes a Medrash. It's Meduyik. Doesn't make it. Keep doing it. There is no Trumas of Maestros in most of Chutz La'aretz. Pashtus, the Ramban, the Ramban's Girsa that we have in the Ramban is correct. It's a very radical Shita. And that's why he continues and says his Shita. That's why Yaakov Avinu was allowed to be married to two sisters only in Chutz La'aretz. And Rachel Admenu had to die as they came back. Why? Because that's where they kept Kolat Torah Kula. Only in Eretz Yisrael. But again, because that's all because of direct Hashgacha. There are no Sarim. So everything that the Rishonim here are talking about the Sarim Shalmala, that's only in Chutz La'aretz. It's only in Chutz La'aretz according to the Ramban. Okay. Let's continue. Oh, just one other ha'ara. Interesting. Where does this come up in Shulchan Aruch a little bit? The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches in Hilchas Chukos Ha'ovdei Kochavim says the Rama, Yesh Mekomos Shenagu La'aroch Shulchan. There are some places that they have a minute to set a table V'lasumalei Minei Maichol and to put on it food B'laila Shelamachar Malin Hatinok. The night before a bris, there's a minhag to set up a table with food. The yeshba ze iser mishum orchim legad shulchan. And there's a problem, says the Ramah, because this is like, well, what are you setting food for? For the god, for the sarim? Avala roch mita lemazalatino geshmatirin. Just a bed is going to be okay, but a whole table with food is not. The Gra quotes our Gemara. Right, this Arsa Degada. So why food? So the Shach says, hey, what about what many, many people do? They invite the kids over. So says the Rashach, no, Mikol Makom, Mashanogin Ba'artzos Elu, Sha'osin Sudas Lailo Shalachamal Atinop, Shakorin Vach, Ain iser. You set up a table with food and don't eat it. That's the problem. But if you give out food to the kids, you have the kids over, you sing a Malach HaGoel, so says the Shach, that's not what's included here. We mentioned in the past, a couple of weeks ago, I think, maybe there's even a halachic basis for a Vachnach to have Shmira, because maybe that's when the Shem Orel starts. Maybe that's a Lumdish piece, why where that Minna came from. Okay, let's continue. So this was all option one. What is a dargish that there's a machlokas in the Mishnah, whether it's included in the Mita? So Ula says it's Arsa Degada, it's a bed of Hatzlacha, whatever the Shita is. So Amar Rabbanan Ula, Rabbanan say, how could that be? Hadd, it's not in the Mishnah, says in Moed Katan. Kshein Mavrino, Mishnah says in Sanhedrin. Kshein Mavrino, so when the Melech comes back from the cemetery after burying one of his relatives, and they do a Sudas Havra for him, everybody, you can't sit on the same level as the king, so everybody sits on the floor, but who may sit on the darkish? And he sits on the darkish. So kula shasal yavale who yoma yavale. So if we say a darkish has never sat on, what, dafka when he's an avel, he sits on the darkish? Doesn't make sense. So the answer to the Gemara, why not? Maskal Ravina, meat a bus of yain. Same thing with wine and meat. The kula shasi by acha by lo acha. The whole year, if somebody wants to eat meat or drink wine, it's their choice. Hahu yoma ananya vidomle. But this day, when he's an avel, we force feed him. We dafka give them su this havra. Shizim Kubetza says we want to cheer them up. So it's our mitzvah to be machil the avelim. So you see there's differences, and we try to do sometimes things today. So why wouldn't you say maybe a darkish is only today? So Elah HaKash. Okay, you're right. That question didn't work. We have the following question on Ula. The Tanya. Darkish lohoi kofeyu el zokfo. There is a halacha in Hilchas Avelus that of kfias hamita. We turn over the beds. Turn over the beds. So by a dargush, you don't have to turn it over. You can just lie it up against the wall. The dargush. So answers the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. V'yamri arsa de gadu. And if dargush is a real bed and it's just there for show for various reasons, Vahatanya, but with Bryce says you have to turn over every bed. So why would you be able just to stand it up? Hakovez mitasul mitasul vadu kofe. You don't only have to turn over his own bed, the Avel's bed. Elakom mitas sheish lebatach b'aisu kofe. Every bed that he has in his house, you have to turn over. So again, the question on Ula is: if Arsa Degada is a form of a bed, why don't you have to turn it over? So the Gemara says again, no problem. Halokasha, why? Midi dahavia mita michalis lekelim. There are other beds that you don't have to turn over. A bed used to put vessels on. The Tanya, the Brisa says, "Ma'isa midi michalis lekelim ain't zorach lechfosa." So again, Ula is defended. There are some beds that you don't have to turn over. So there's going to be a third kasha on Ula. But just before we do that, let's again talk about kfias hamita, something we haven't spoken about, I think, since Moed Katan. So first of all, what's kfias hamita about? Why do we turn over the beds? Turn over the beds. Okay, you understand other halachas of an avel, a din of, right, he can't wash and he can't change his clothes. That's connect. What do you turn over the beds for? So, there is a, before we get to that, first we'll talk about a lumdish piece and then a dvar, a message of it. There is a machlokes, quoted in the Rush in Moed Katan, Paragimel, Lenil Magalcha, and the Rush has 100 simanim. 100 simanim on Hilchas Avelus. All Hilchas Avelus is based on the Rush and Moed Katan in the third parak. So there in Simon Ayin, Chazi goes to Machlokas about the turning over the beds. What about the guest room beds? What about the guest room beds in your house? You have to turn those over also? So said, we don't do this anymore. Bisman Azel, we'll get to what substitutes for it, but we don't turn over the beds anymore. But in those days, when they turn over the beds, so you have to turn over the guest room beds? Machlokas, we've shown him. The Rush quotes the Ravid, Kigon Mitas Ishta Uban of Shemizablamo. Your family beds have to be turned over. the family of Avelim. Avelim Yeshlo Ach Sanoim. If you have guests, Ein Kofin. You don't have to turn them over. Afal Pisha Mita Shalohein. Even though you own them, Hoal Ve'Eino Yashini Mahem. Even though since you don't sleep with them, Ve'Hein Omdim Lach Sanoim. Therefore, the guests, you don't have to turn them over. V'Haramban Zal. The Ramban though argues with the Ravid. Ramban Zal Kasa. Not only your family beds, Elakol Mita Sheishlo B'Toch Beso. Afilu Shalach Sanoim. All guest beds. After all, he says, what's the raya from our Gemara? What does our Gemara quote? Look, what type of bed don't you have to turn over? A mita for kalim, for vessels. Why don't they say mita for guests, says the Ramban? That's even a type of bed that's useful lying down. So if it's true that you don't have to turn over the guest beds, why don't the Gemara say that? Why don't they quote mita because it's the kalim? Number one. Ela mistavra kol mita shebebayisu kofe. All beds. And if the guests need them to sleep on, so then you turn them back over, give them to sleep. But while they're not sleeping on them, you got to turn over those beds. And the Rush agrees with the Ravid. Mistavik and Birsh Ravid. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas about? Why would you have to turn over the guest room beds? What does that have to do? How is that connected to you? So Rav Soloveitchik developed the idea based on other Rayas. It's quoted here if you want to look up in Shiurei HaRav, the Sefer that was put out with all the Rav's Torah on Avelos and Tisha B'Av. that besides the halacha of nihuge avelus, that the gavra avel has to do certain actions, there are halachas of a base avel. There's halachas of certain behavior or certain ideas that occur in a house of an avel, separate from the avel. Separate from the avel, but a din of base avel. Another example, it's machlokas or blazer Rabbi Yeshua. We had a Maseches Moed Katan. When do you have to turn over the beds? When do you have to turn over the beds? So one opinion is the second that the avel leaves the house to go bury his nifter. The second that the avel leaves the house. And the other one is after Stimas Hagolol, after the burial takes place. How could there be a shita? Be kofer the mitas right when he leaves the house? He's not an avel yet, he's still an onain. The answer is no, because right when he leaves and the nifter leaves the house and the avel leaves the house, the halacha of base avel starts, according to one opinion. And therefore you have to already turn over the beds. Nothing to do with him. He's not here. And even if you look in the Gemara by various halachas, its base avil is used. What is the what by learning? The avil can't learn. What does the Gemara say? At least in one place, ein omrim shmua va'agada be'base avil. Moed katan chav gimel. It's a din of base avil. That's why it quotes here in the footnotes that the Rav Soloveitchik was against. This is against the Minhag Yisrael, against learning in the house of the avil. Like Mishnah, the minhag is to learn Mishnah, somebody else learns Mishnah, so Mincha Ma'ariv. He was against that. Again, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to learn. But either in Lamdas, he was against that. And the same thing with She'ela Shalom. This already the Aruch HaShulchan quotes. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes, saying hello. It's not just a din of saying hello to the Avel. There's a din of base Avel. You shouldn't say, let's say you see somebody. A lot of times it happens. You pay a Shiva call, you happen to see somebody you haven't seen in a while. So, first, you're already. Give Shalom Aleichem in the room, so you just give the eyes. And then in the kitchen, you can say hello to it. So it says the Aruch HaShulchan, you shouldn't do that. Wait till you get outside. Did have a base, not just Derech Eretz. So Allah did have a base avel that Sheila Shalom is inappropriate. Okay, so these are all halachas of base avel versus nihugim of the avel himself. Okay, you have to always figure out what exactly is part of a base avel and what exactly is part of a so Talmud Torah, Sheila Shalom, Kfiyas Hamita. We just mentioned three halachas that might not just be chi of gavra, but a din of the base avel. So now, just to extend that for a minute. Why do you turn over the beds? Why is that halacha based avel? And why, as many of you probably know, why is it that the covering the mirrors somehow that we do is connected to Kriyas Hamita? What some suggest is that why do you turn over the beds? Because when Rachman al-Islam, somebody is niftar, there's less selam al-Kim in the world. Less selam al-Kim, somebody died. There's less selam al-Kim, as we discussed a few weeks ago in the Aseret HaDibros. The one in there is a parallel, 1 and 6, 2 and 7, etc. So Anochi Hashem Elokecha is parallel to Lo Sirtzach. When somebody is taken away, Lo Sirtzach, that's parallel to Anochi. There's less Anochi Hashem Elokecha in the world. There's less Selam Elokim in the world. So that is why we turn over the beds. Why? Because that's where the Selam Elokim was first created. That's where that's the symbol of Amita. It's where Puravu starts, and that's why there was the minhag of turning over the beds as a symbol, as a recognition that there's less Selam Elokim in the world. That's also why we cover the mirrors. Because the mirrors, we look at it, we look at ourselves in the mirror, Selam Elokim we see, and that's what there's a minhag of covering. That's why, again, Rav Soloveitchik was of the opinion, which is not the minhag. Rav Soloveitchik said you should cover pictures in the house, in the base avel. Selam Elokim, not just a mirror, your own Selam Elokim. It's everybody's Selam Elokim. So he put down the pictures on the piano, he turned them over. Again, Rav Shechter also did that, correct, when he was sitting Shiva. So again, that's also an outgrowth of this, the message of this idea of less Selam Elokim, the beds, and that's where the mirrors, the connection to that. Okay. So, the Gemara says, Ula so far is defended, right? Ula, what's the first opinion of Dargash? Is this the bed of Arsa Tagada. So, third try. Okay, Elahikasha, this is the problem. Okay, Ula's going to get stuck on this one. Hakash, this is the problem. The Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Dargish Matar Kabira, Vunofa Me'elav. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you don't even have to stand up the Dargish. You just have to open its loops, and it falls. And it falls by itself. V Dargish Arsha Tagadu, Karbita Biisle. And if Dargish is a bed, the beds that we have, it's a type of bed that you use for a certain purpose, that doesn't have loops. For just Metzias-wise, we don't think Ula could be correct. So the Gemara rejects Ula. So next, Kiyasa Rabin Amar, second shot, what Dargish is. Amar, when Rabin said, he says, She'ilte Elhu Mirabban, and I asked one of the rabbis, Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava Shmei, his name was Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava, 2 days in the Rishon, and what is Bar Ma'arava? Was that his name? His name was Ma'arava? Or it just means he was from Eretz Yisrael. Like Eretz Yisrael is called Ma'arava, the West. So, Ma'arava Shmei, Davi Shriach B'shuka Desali, I asked Rav Tachlifa, he was commonly in the marketplace of the leather workers. V'yamali Mar Dargash Arsa Desila. He said it's a leather kind of bed. That's what an Arsa Degada is. That's what a Dargash is, period. Fine. Itmar, Ezo, Mita, Ezo, Dargish, what's a Mita, what's a Dargish, what's the difference? Amr, Yirmiya, Mita, Misargin, Osal, Gaba, a Mita, the straps that hold up the mattress to the bed, goes on top of the wooden sidebars. Dargish, Misargin, Osal, Migufa, but a Dargish, they go through. There are holes inside the sidebars, and it goes through. Meisve, can that be really true, that the Mita, it goes on top? But we have a Mishnah in Meseches Kelim. Kli eitz mei masai mekabel tuma. When is a wooden kli mekabel tuma? We know that something is not mekabel tuma until it's a finished product. While it's being processed, you can have a dead body touch it. It's not going to be mekabel tuma. It's only mekabel tuma after it's finished, when there's gemar malacha. So when is there gemar malacha for a kli eitz? So the Mishnah says hamita v'harisa, a bed and a crib, mishe yeshufeim ba'or hadag. When you smear the outside with the hide of a fish, so that makes it nice and smooth and shiny. So that's the final stage of the prep of the process. So says the Gemara, the mita mistaregas al gaba. And if it's true that beds have their loops going on top on the outside of the sidebar, lumli shivas are a dog. So why are you smoothing it out? It's going to be covered anyway. Who cares how it looks? Who cares if it's shiny? Who cares if it's smooth? You have these ropes going over it, holding up the mattress. So that can't be the difference between Mita and Dargish. So Ella, Hava, Migufan, you're right. Really, both of them have these straps going through the sidebar, not on top. But what's the difference? Mita, Ayule, Va'afuke, Bebizni. A Mita, there are actual slits in the sidebar, and the loops go through. Dargish, Ayule, Va'afuke, Ba'afkasa. A Dargish has, it's like two steps. There are loops in connected to the sidebar, and the mattress is connected to those loops. Right, as a mushal, we spoke all the way back in Besecha Shabbos, we had, what are you allowed to use? You're not allowed to use trees on Shabbos. You're also not allowed to use studim of trees. If you have a nail sticking in a tree, you cannot hang your coat on that. But studin, if you have a hammock that is connected to a nail that is connected to the tree, so you're allowed to use that hammock on Shabbos because that's studin of a tree. It's two steps. So here, the dargish, is connected in a studded kind of way. It's connected to the loop, which is connected to the bed. Unlike the mita, which is directly connected to the bed. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Amar Rebbe, mita shenakli teha yotzin bezokfa v'dayo. If you have a canopy bed, you can't turn over that bed, so you just put it on its side, and that's enough for kfiyas hamita. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, halacha koresh b'm Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. That you could just matir karbita v'hunofa me'elof. It just falls there. Period. Next Mishnah. Again, this is another Mishnah related to what do you mean when you make a neder on something. This is the last one in this section. Tomorrow we start off with a new topic of Mishnayos, even though this has been the topic for the last couple of prakim. Hanodah min ha'ir, if you make a neder from a city, mutter likanes l'tchum ha'shalir. You could go into the tchum of the city, right? 2,000 amas around the city, you're allowed to walk into the tchum of that city. Says the Shachan Yaradeya, because in Lashon Bnei Adam, even though halachically the tchum is basically part of the city for all halachas, but people don't talk that way. When people say the city, they don't mean the tchum. And therefore, the Shach says in Reish Yud Zayin that it's mutter to go into the tchum of the city. But, va'asr likanes li'ibura. It's usher to go into the ibur of the city. What is the ibur? The pregnancy of the city. So what is that? If you remember from Maseches Erevin, 70 and 2/3 amos in diameter outside of each, actually in radius, if it's in the cities in the middle, outside of each city, that's called the ibur of the city. And the Mishnah there said, if you have a house within 70 and 2/3 amos of the city, so then the tchum doesn't start until outside that house. That house is in the ibur of the city, within 70 and 2/3, you have this flexibility, and therefore, you could start counting the tchum from outside that ibur. So to here, says the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, if you have a house within 70 and 2/3, almost within 70 and 2/3 from a city, so to if you know that from that city, it starts from outside the tchum, from outside the ibur. That's what most Rishonim say. The Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos, Berach HaFches, says, no, our Mishnah doesn't say anything about a house. It just says Eber, period. So the Magen Mishnah says, since if there was a house there, it would be called the Eber, and you start 2,000 amos out. So then for Hilchus Nedarim, you're allowed to start 2,000 amos out of the 70 and 2/3, even if there's no house there. That's the Chiddush of the Magen Mishnah. It's against the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos, but that is that's the Shita of the Magen Mishnah in Hilchus Shabbos, Perach Avches Halacha Aleph. That's in the Eber. Aval, Anodim Ben Abayis, Asur Ben Agav Alofnim. But the last halacha of the Mishnah, if you're no there from a house, you're asur min ha'agav lefnim. You can't even stand under the threshold, under the mashkof of the house, that's also off limits if you know they're from the bais. So minolan ibur de masa kamasa dami. How do you know that the ibur of the masa, that the extra part of the city is like the city? Amar Rabbi Yochanan from a pasuk in Yeshua. The Amar Krav Ibos Yeshua Yericho. It says that Yeshua met the Malach Hashem in Yericho. So by Yericho, in Yericho, really? The walls didn't fall down yet. Ilemi Yericho mamish. If when it says in Yericho means actual Yericho vaksiv, but it says the Yericho so garis and musagaris. Yericho didn't have any doors to get into it. It was totally closed. That's why they had to walk around 7 times for 7 days, and then it fell down. They're going to get in, so it can't be he was in Yericho. Elish mamina bi ibura. It must mean in the ibur of the city. But you see, the pasuk calls it in Yericho. So ema af betchuma. Maybe that means in the trum. How do you know that means in the ibur? Haksiv betchuma umadosa michutz la'ir. No, but by the Ari Leviim, when it talks about the trum, it says michutz la'ir. So you see, the trum is considered michutz la'ir. While the ibur, so what else could be included? The ibur, period. Let's finish first, and then maybe we'll talk about two or three halachas where ibur comes up. Says the Gemara, Hanod ben Abayis, Eino Aser Ela ben Agav Lefnim. You only Aser from the threshold in. Avo ben Agav Lechutz Lo. But from the Agav, from underneath to outside, is Mutter. So, Masav Rav Mari, 1 second, we have a question. Is underneath called outside or not? So we have a Brisa that says, V'yatza Kohen min Habayis. Again, by Nige Batim. The Kohen goes out of the house before he declares it a Bayis Hamenuga. You might think that he should go all the way home and then declare it as a bayis musgar, as a closed up Sarah's house. No, it says that he should just go out to the door of the house. So you might think he goes out but stands under the doorway. You have to go all the way out. So what should he do? Omid betzad hamashkof v'yaskir. He should stand under the mashkof and declare it Sagur. So you see, under the mashkof is called outside the house. You have to stand next to Bitsada Mashkov. Next to you see the mashkov, under the mashkov is called in the house. So Minayin, so how do you know that if you had gone all the way to his house, Osha Amatakh Shakov Hiskir, or if he stood under the mashkov, under the doorway, and he closed off the house, Yeskero Muskar, that it would be closed off, but the Evid, Tamlomer Vihiskir is a bais become makom. So what do you see from this whole discussion? That under the mashkov is called in the house. In the house, so you have to go outside. So why does it say that Minha Agaf Vilachutz lo, that you could go min agav alachutz, that there are parts under the agav that you're allowed to go, even if you make a nether from it? So the Gemara answers, no, shiny gabi bayis, dechsiv min habayis, ashiyesim min habayis kulo. No special din in Hilchot Saras. That really, maybe it is not part of the house, but for Hilchot Saras, you have to even leave that extra section that's really not even part of the house, period. Interesting. What does it say? What's the havamina that you might have thought that the Kohen could go home and then be soger the house? So you might have just said, you would have said, go home and then declare it. What does the Ron say? The Ron here says, you might have thought he could go home and close and be soger the house. The Ron says, al yidei chevel aruch, with a long rope. What's the Ron saying? What does it mean, v'yasker es habayis, according to the Ron? You have to close the door. You have to close the door? Says the Mefarish also. Look at the third wide line. Al yidei shlucha. Okay, come on, a long rope? He lives 5 miles away. Okay, with his shliach. But again, it's mashma. Says the Mishnah Melach, what are they talking about? You have to close the door? V'yaski renu means to close the door? No! It means you declare it a bias muskar. You have to close the door. Says the Mishnah Melach, and it's Saras. Where do they get this from? It's not in the Rambam. It's not in the Rambam, says the Mishnah Melach. I don't know. This is where the Rishonim get it from. But the Rambam, it's right. You look at the others. It says by Tumas of a person or of a baggage. It also says V'yaski renu. Not closing anything there. So Dafka here, Vyaskarna means to close the door. It's interesting, the Mishnah Malach wonders, you know, why they assume that it means that you have to close the door. He also has the suffix that the Gemara here says, at least Bidi Eved, if the Kohen stands under the threshold and declares it a bayis muskar, it works. What if he's still inside the house mamish? Could he declare it a bayis muskar? So the Mishnah Malach does not think so. Quotes the Mari Kirkus, others that think maybe yes, but he thinks Dafka, the only thing that's allowed is under the mashkov. Okay. There's two other halachas. We mentioned the ibur of the city is included, is nechsha part of the city. So the ibur comes up in other areas. Let's say somebody lives, the poskim, Sharm Siyan Balacha here quotes a chuvas panim iros. Let's say somebody lives in the ibur of the city and he has to write a get. So do you write the name of the city? Because Ibr Shalir is Nechshav Ir. So he quotes various poskim that whether you have to say you live outside that city or you could say you just live inside that city. One halacha. One halacha that comes up, though, a little more often, hopefully, is Tfilat HaDerech. Tfilat HaDerech, says the Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Yud. It's one simon. On one, not even one whole simon. A little bit, part of a simon. Kuf Yud. Tfilat HaDerech. Omer Osa Acher Shehechzik Baderech. Say Tfilat HaDerech after you started. Acher Shehechzik Baderech. So what does that mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Wrote Salomar Shalom Yomrenek Shadayin Hu Besocha Yir Shadarba. Afshe Mechan Asmo Lasiz HaDerech. Don't say it while you're packing. Don't say it while you're packing, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Ibura Shalir. What about the Ibur Shalir? The Hainu Shivim Ama Uma'at. Hare Shakar Kalabatim. Hare Hu Kisocha Yir. Don't say it in the Ibur Shalir, because that's Ki'ir, says the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes that the Taz allows you to say it even Betocha Yir. Even Betocha Yir. Where does this come up? Because it comes up because some are Makpid that Tfilas HaDerech should be Bracha Smucha L'Chavarta. The question is Tfilas HaDerech a Bracha or a Tfilah? So if it's a Tfilah, you have to worry about it. It doesn't start with Bracha to Hashem. So some say maybe you should say it. Brachas Mukhla Chavertas. What do you do? So in the car, you eat something. Then you have to eat it in between. So you blew it. So the Chassam Sofer Shulchan Aruch calls Rav Nosson Adler. You know what you should do? You should have a Birchas Hareach. Smell something. Barim Nei B'Samim. Smell something. That's not a Hefsik. That's not. And then you can say nothing there. Oh, that's Brachas Mukhla Chavertas. That's assuming that breathing is not a Hefsik. Breathing and smelling is not a hafsek. Other posts say you don't have to worry about it. But what is some say? That this is the chumra of the Marami Rutenberg. Marami Rutenberg says, "So Yotzi LaDerech BaBoker Haya Omer Yehi Ratzon Kedei Lasmicha Berachas Agomal Chasadim Smuchal Chavrta." Sounds like he's still in town. He's saying the Berachas Hashachar Agomal Chasim Tovin LaMo Yisrael Yiras Tovin LaFedachish LaLechino Shalom Zanzino Shalom. Sounds like he's still in town. Seems like the Taz is right according to the Marami Rutenberg. Either way, that's where this issue comes up. I think the Minhag HaOlam is not to make it while you're still in town, but you wait till after you get out of the Ibura Shel Ir. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, more Nedarim tomorrow.